gotta switch it up, make it be a video hoe.
Esther, right, an old bitch tits. Name. That's hilarious. Yeah, she does have some nice melons. From what I recall.
You gotta run up by.
You never seen her before?
I don't look. Because I told you, I follow actual horse. Like,
I just have to be like scrolling by, you know.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah, she got a rack.
Huge tits.
Racked up, shoulder.
I said, nah, it's too many of them. It's like 16 versions of Real Housewives loving hip hops and basketball wise.
Oh, she used to be a video joint back in the day.
Of course.
Right.
That's the only way if you don't actually do talent, that's the only way you can actually get into the music business. You sing? No.
If you don't got talent, you do talent.
You suck dick, don't you?
That's fucked up.
You're hired.
Yeah, why does
we need to make a male version of that? Like, is that Marte who just go from girl to girl? It is.
you got a creepy ass smile.
It's me.
It's me. If you didn't know.
So I heard you were the cash girl this week. Yeah, you know, I think we in love.
She liked me a lot. I think she cool though.
That's hella wild. Niggas could never get that off though.
Like, but Kevin Hart is on this or something with the Real Husbands of Hollywood.
Yeah, that show was funny as fuck, though.
Was that a real show or just like a fake?
It was a parody.
Yeah, it was okay. Terrible. That shit would be funny as fuck.
It was funny as hell.
You get Mary J. Blige's husband.
Oh, he's a fucking bitch. He's
that's
a
still crazy.
Nigga. He a real one, bro.
He's a bitch.
He finessed the game in his favor.
Pussy ass nigga.
You get Safari. You get Nikki's other husband when she leave him.
Just for the drama, right?
Like,
when she leaves him.
So the gentleman of Golden Yacht in the day.
Yeah. The gentleman. The gentleman are going yachting.
We're going yachting. That just sounds sus as hell.
That sounds so funny.
But they all around just young rich bitches like, we you trying to find a good one.
We're going yachting. Why does that phrase sound that sounds nasty?
Because it's about men trying to capture a woman, bro. Like,
the men and gentlemen are going yachting.
To find some young stouts to cash out. Like, just imagine if the rules were reversed, though, and it was guys that able to get that shit off.
Throwing drinks in bitches' faces and shit.
I saw that in the club.
Now once.
Who is you texting?
Who's Jerome?
I thought you said you was done with Breezy. Like,
you fucking said you hated him. He was bad news, but yet he's in your recents.
You know that fucking wave cry?
Yeah, that wave. That
I tried so hard at home.
I throw out the trash.
Niggas is I clean. Way too big for that shit.
Just imagine a big grown man trying to fan himself because he's upset. No, he's perturbed.
Like, turn the camera off.
I just can't do this.
She's standing outside the bathroom, Tay. Marte.
Why you gotta act like that?
Acting like this is shit.
Do you love me? Like you say you do? Are you really gonna call me?
Oh, my hand waiting on the Uber. I'm going. I'm leaving.
I'm lacing up my Tims. That's a sick ass visual.
Oh,
I'm lacing up my Tims. Furious,
grabbing my fitted. You wouldn't love to be able to do a nigga like that though. Just totally embarrassing. Yeah.
Get a nigga pissy. To get a nigga pissy.
Yeah,
like,
that would only happen. I would only want to do that once. Like once, one time. Just to see if a nigga let me get away with that shit. And then if he let me get away with that shit,
you can't respect him no more.
Yeah, he's forever pussy. Like, I don't ever want to talk to him ever again. Like, nigga, pussy.
That's it. You lost your chance.
Yeah, you showed your ass last night.
Yeah. You showed your true colors.
Like, was that Hennessy that you threw in my face last night?
Your eyes still burning from the
I paid for that Hennessy.
Great. I bought it so I could do what I want with it. Or if a nigga burned your stuff up, what? You know how females like destroying property? Don't imagine that.
Cut up all your designer dresses. Like,
all your burgers just destroyed. Your Louis V just cut at the thong part where you.
Oh, damn.
And gentlemen, you would have cut horizontally on the dress because they can never re-sew it. Yeah. I learned this through different women. Like,
wow. You gotta have a technique. You got motherfuckers out here tearing up women's clothes that you're friends with?
Yeah, of course, if you're a real husband. Like, that's the circle you run with.
A fed up husband. Not just a husband, a fed up one.
When a man is fed up.
When a nigga bad fuck. Just imagine the Rosemary verse in that video.
Just stop. Let me talk to you.
No. And he got his arm folded on his chest, turned away.
Some little ass female. So this is a big ass nigga. I like him.
Like, fam, you have a whole beard and a belly.
She left me broken. Oh, and then a nigga gonna get his own spinoff. Like, I'm now with my own family. Like,
take the kids with you.
Oh, God, though. I think that's the role that motherfuckers want right now. I feel like men want that. Like, they desire that in some sort of fashion.
If I could trap Oprah, hell yeah, I would.
Would you? But
hell yeah, I would like trap Oprah. Men.
Yeah, Oprah don't like niggas.
She don't like
it
black
don't
men.
Matter. I said trap.
Valid. You did say trap.
Actually, Oprah's probably the only fucking black woman on earth doing that to niggas right now.
Stedman, God, is that Stedman's the nigga's
name? Fed.
Yo,
is fucking fed.
Stedman got his own house in her backyard, nigga.
Oh my goodness.
He don't got the key to her.
So yeah. Like, he has to schedule cuddles. She has to schedule cuddle sessions.
What?
And ask for permission.
Me, I'm going to have to pay for somebody to come here.
Oh, bro. But he's smart, bro. That's a great role.
Because what's the call of aborting that baby? Yeah, you can't trap Oprah.
Nah, you just got to.
Can't trap Oprah.
Where there's a will, there's a way. You make a sex tape.
and threaten her life with it?
No one wants to see Oprah fucking nothing.
You said
not
that.
Even Gail.
They
no
would
one wants
pay.
To see girl on girl. No one wants to see
pull
her.
Pull up on Pornhub with that.
Ew.
I got that Oprah sex tape.
That ew. Oprah sex tape. That don't even ew. Sound right.
Of course it don't. But you will watch.
The search box is going to be like, are you
would
sure?
Never watch that.
It's going to ask you, are you sure?
You won't watch because it's like, yo. Who the fuck did this to Oprah? Oprah be fucking? Oprah fucking on camera?
No.
What?
How?
No.
Yeah, just for clicks,
that's
niggas gonna
that's
be.
Like
niggas gonna type
grandma
in.
Porn. Nobody does that.
Folk done way with. I done watch random strangers on Facebook fuck. And people pass the link around like, yo, look at how
they
can't
do.
Fuck.
Niggas this year, some local.
Do.
Some local bobbing, some local
I've
bobbing.
Seen all types of porn on Facebook. All
right, so imagine this Oprah.
Lots of gay porn on Facebook, actually.
Really?
I'm glad that people are respectful and will be like, yo, men don't ask. It's like, I don't need to ask that. That was a fair spoiler warning.
Yeah.
Lots of gay porn I've seen on Facebook.
Well, I'm not on
but that's hilarious Facebook. How the female circles are. They just pass around gay porn.
That's how y'all giving it up.
Nah, that's how niggas is giving it up. That's
disgusting. That was a good one. That was a good one.
That got
yuck. Man, introduce this show, man. Let's get started.
It's another episode of the Overly Opinionated Podcast. It is your girl, Lima.
Fresh cut Reem in the house.
And it's Marte over here in the cut.
And I am being blinded by the sun in my mirror. So,
blinded by the sunlight.
That
is that a song? Blinded by the sunlight or moonlight?
You think about Sailor Moon intro.
Is that how it goes?
Fighting evil by moonlight.
That song low key go.
It does. It's
I want to play that in the club and see niggas' reaction, fam.
Please. Oh, shit. I've been hella busy. But this week,
get your feet out your couch.
your couch. That you pay for.
This week we said we was gonna talk about Chadwick Boseman. So
pay respects.
Yes, I cried like a whole bitch for like 2 days, and I don't want to cry no more. So I don't actually want to go in depth about.
Yeah, I don't feel like we have to go in depth. We paid our respects online.
Yeah, and I'm.
Yeah,
and in general.
Man. Rest in peace. Make sure he's Black Panther.
Do y'all think Black Panther should get a sequel?
Yeah, they should go through it.
Continue it.
They're definitely, I mean, they're going to do it anyway.
They're going to do it anyways, but do you think, okay, so I've seen online that the people are petitioning for Zuri, Shuri, to be.
Yeah, that's happened in the comic before, so it makes sense.
Has it?
Yeah.
Because didn't he die and she took over or something like that?
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, see, that's the thing. I was like, I never actually read the comic books. I only follow Marvel movies, so I have no idea.
A lot of people do. That's fine.
I have no shame.
we're not judging you.
Yeah, I'm surprised at one point she actually banished that nigga T'Challa from Wakanda. Because they was at war, and he was kind of being helpful to the people they was at war with. And she like, nigga, what?
Wow, okay.
But comic's crazy, though, because it's all, like, 9 different universes and everything. So, yeah, she was the Black Panther at one point. So that's the way to go. I don't know why people was talking about bringing back Killmonger and making him Black Panther.
Niggas want to spawn Killmonger after he done jumped off the ledge.
Yeah, fuck Killmonger.
He jumped off to be with slaves that weren't slaves yet.
Right.
Just want to get that out there. In case we forgot. Niggas weren't slaves yet.
The boat ride was tragic, okay?
The boat ride was tragic.
They had motherfuckers in there laying like sardines and shit on top of each other, shitting on each other, vomiting on each other. They said, if this is what the boat is like, I'm not fucking going over to the land. So and that's real. That's just very vivid.
For sure. But I just don't like how, like, I don't know what it is about society in general now where it's like cool to, this even just in general, like, why we're pitting villains and like protagonist roles. Like, Killmonger had a small point. He was still fucked up. Like, people who'd be like, oh, I want a Harley Quinn and Joker relationship. No, you don't.
That nigga is
physically and mentally abuses her.
Yeah, that is a toxic relationship.
Like, what are you talking about?
Like, those are goals.
Or even if Thanos thing, like, yeah, you should totally wipe out half the universe. Like, what are you talking about?
The nigga killed his daughter, son.
Yeah.
Like
he just killed, to reach a goal.
Like,
just said, you know what, girl, fuck it. If you gotta go, you gotta go.
Hey, I feel him, though. You ain't vibing, dog. You gotta dip, kid. I'm sorry.
Technically, I adopted you, so shit.
But he did feel bad, though.
For 5 whole minutes.
That nigga went to a farm after, like, all right, job is done, bro. I'm tired.
Got him some cattle and some weed farms.
Nigga was looking like, what's the call off of baby boy and shit? My nigga's fucked up to beat his ass. Nigga was hella relaxed.
He was chilling, man. Like, no phones, just bobbing. Nigga's
name. Like, he fucking just killed everybody.
Like, yo, you literally killed it, nigga. The whole universe. And you got the nerve to be chilling on a farm. You make a scramble with ostrich eggs, nigga. And you surprised that nigga still got beef.
I mean, to be fair, though, if I did some baller shit, like wipe out half the universe indiscriminately, I would think that told niggas, just leave me alone.
He was so shocked. Like,
I'm done. I did what I did. Yeah, I'm done with y'all. Y'all leave me alone. We cool.
So just imagine that, though. Like, it's been some years and you just chilling.
Some of the people were my friends because we still got beef.
Like, yeah, that was my girl.
Stop holding them to the past, dog.
Nigga was so
like, that was your whole point.
He was so confident, he threw them bitches away. Like, I ain't got them. What you talking about?
Yeah, he just tossed.
I told you what I was doing. I wanted to do exactly that and retire, niggas. Like, I came in the game with one plan. I got it.
Oh my gosh, that is some sick ass shit.
Hella cocky, though. That's why the fuck he had to go.
Nigga was chilling on a farm in a flannel.
Like, shit was sweet.
Just fucking relaxing. Like, oh, y'all pulled up. Y'all still doing that shit? That's crazy.
You still mad about that, bro?
The fuck, that was half the universe ago, bitch. Like,
y'all niggas be holding on to grudges. It wasn't even that serious, bro.
That's why I wiped out the first time.
Because it's shit like this.
Y'all always holding on to stuff, bringing it back up the past, bro. I didn't say I was sorry, but I left. I did it and I left. Like,
wow. Ooh, I wish I had that shit. I never did.
Nigga, you lucky. You lucky I won't do this again. I swear to God, I get rid of us again, nigga.
That shit. Actually, I hated Avengers: The Endgame.
Why?
Because I just felt like it was just a terrible fucking ending.
Because Tony Stark
died. Yeah, like, damn.
I was surprised they actually did it. Like,
the nigga was dying for like fucking 3 movies, though.
Yeah, but
but still.
At least when you like read comics and shit, you get so used to niggas coming back, they're just like, they ain't gonna do it. Because, I mean, think about it. They wiped out half the niggas in the other one, and it was like, all right, nah, they back.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be like, passing my shots.
Passing my insulin, nigga.
So even when they did the funeral, I was convinced he was going to be hiding behind a tree, like, and they don't need me anymore.
You know what? Real shit. That just that whole movie set the tone for 2020.
Like, low key, you not lying though.
I'm gonna say, oh god,
then left the shield with a black man.
We've been sad as fuck ever since.
Don't you hit that on Black Captain America? Don't you do that?
You know, I'm trying to put it in real slick.
Like, that nigga gonna get canceled before he even gets started.
Like. Oh my gosh.
Damn, we need some type of black superhero though, for real.
Damn, that is wild.
They definitely bringing them out, but I didn't like how niggas were trying to shame folk for laughing at the skinny pictures of them before. It's like, bro, niggas ain't know.
Niggas was all.
I was always concerned.
Real shit. Certain people were concerned. Certain people were more focused on making jokes. But niggas joke about everything.
Like, it would be one thing if, like, he was like, yeah, I'm dealing with cancer right now. And niggas like, ha, 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 ha.
He's a sick-ass nigga.
Yeah.
But he was putting it off.
Because I think most folk assumed he was doing, like, that role 50 did.
Yeah, right? That's what I was
like. Like, he was, like, slimming down. Because 50 was looking crazy as fuck there. But, you know, he was doing a movie. Like,
a movie can't that went straight to VHS.
Right. Yeah, I never have seen it. He must have got a decent-ass bag for that.
I would hope. Straight to DSPs.
I hope it didn't depend on fucking sales or anything like that. I'm telling you.
Just over 50 cents.
When you his level of actor, it's just, are you going to pay me my check?
But is he really that level of an actor?
What I'm saying is, like, it's not like he Will Smith or somebody trying to, or Leo trying to go for his quality. He's doing it for, like, the money. So it's like, you want me to lose weight and do what? Sure, whatever, dude.
Sheesh, that shit was awful.
That's funny though. Like, a whole bunch of rappers got like a small little filmography of movies. Like, him and T.I. about to do a show.
Yeah.
Like, which makes this whole Versus thing, like, this is weird publicity y'all doing.
Niggas do have an odd way of, like, promoing and pumping their shit, and it really is bothersome. Because y'all whole had this whole beef and now
planned out.
Yeah, like, it's getting old, that whole marketing scheme of talking shit.
I mean, but right now niggas don't got nothing to do.
True.
I see, but I don't know, like, I expected from 50, I would expect more from T.I. to not be, like, not that T.I. don't be saying bullshit or wild shit, but...
we know Clifford, you know Tourist.
But you don't really expect him to get into some trolling shit for attention.
Yeah.
Because once they announced that, they was like, oh, y'all niggas just been talking shit, y'all playing golf together, shut the fuck up.
Right,
like,
y'all can get out the cream, nigga, y'all drinking Bel Air even though they don't like Rick Ross.
Though I do wonder if he gonna play a cop. Because I haven't heard what it's about. I know it's some, like, crime shit. Mm-hmm. It's like, what's up with rappers playing cops?
Bro? Like, Ice-T, the best detective out there. That's the funniest shit to me.
What, oh, bro?
Well, in other news, you guys. Future's baby mama is requesting $53,000 a month. And child support.
A tier 2 position in a call center after you've met your metrics for the last 6 months.
$53,000 in child month. Support.
That's a teacher's salary for the year.
Yo, listen, I've never even made $53,000 a month at one job. I mean, $53,000 a year at one job. Like,
yeah.
I don't have a college degree, though, but still. And I think that the...
Regardless if you do or not, it's very clear that is...
That's for a 30-day period. Sometimes 31. Like, 30 fucking
First of all,
days.
How old is this kid that she needs to...
It don't matter what
I
age
I think it's
is.
Only like one or something.
Because I just want to break it down. You talking about all this child care, traveling vacation, bro. Where you traveling in the middle of a global pandemic? You're not going nowhere. Listen. You're not about to take the baby to Tulum, so stop it.
Like, no, it's
school is virtual. School is virtual, so they're not charging you full tuition. Get the fuck out of here.
Like, she asked for over $500,000 a year to raise a child.
To raise one kid.
Like,
just one.
Uno.
Because we know what it is. She wanted, like,
fund her lifestyle.
Okay, so, but the judge said, okay, Future's counter offer was $1,000 a month.
That's hilarious.
That is too low. All right? Yeah. The judge decided $1,000 a month. I mean,
for
Future, that's a little low.
I'm just saying, just in general, for a child, if you had just somebody give you a free $1,000 to raise your daughter a month,
I'd be fucking ecstatic.
Okay, that's all I'm saying. I'm not saying it's not comical on his end, but $12,000 a year to raise your child, that's not, just solely for going towards your child is not crazy.
When he's not with you, or she's not with you.
I think that's to be Future, that's crazy.
It's crazy to be Future, but I'm just saying, just in general.
In general?
$1,200 a year. I mean, $12,000.
But only because I understand how much it actually costs to raise a child. Like, I don't even get $1,000 and nowhere close to $1,000 a month and just assistance. You know what I'm saying? Just like with my child's father. But we still co-parent well. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But if he had it, like, Future, $1,000 would be like a slap in the face. It's like, bro.
So what did the judge counter with?
$3,200.
Yeah, that ain't bad.
To me, that's decent as fuck.
That's more than decent. That's
like
$32,000 a year.
That's still more than, that's someone's whole entire salary.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's free money that now she's still going to somehow find a way to live off that. But all she'd have to do is like, yo, she did a job right, get all the expenses, pin money up for him. By the time he go to college, he at least got six figures in the bank, hopefully half a mil. He can pay for college. He, she, whatever it is, get identifies by then, can pay for college and go the fuck on.
Yeah, my thing is, it's like, if you got a job as a woman, you only got one kid, if you get $3,200 a month, you should be straight.
You eating.
Because you know you don't have to pay. You don't have to worry about rent.
You pay your first check. She paying the rent for the year.
If you
next check, she getting that BBL.
Well, she can't pay that for a year with
$3,200. If they did $3,200 for 18 years, that's $691,000.
Oh, shit.
That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
Like,
that's a lot of money over the years. I mean, I don't know. People were saying that they think that it's probably going to go up. But Future got like 9 kids or some shit, don't he?
They got like 12 kids, so he has other kids to mine.
Yeah.
He does, and I just feel like that's crazy as
fuck. Even if he didn't, it's still crazy.
It's still crazy.
Like, let's say this is his only child in the world. Like,
$3,200.
$3,200. I mean, well, no, I'm talking about it for the whole year. 30, okay. Like, that's, you're fine. Like, if you can't figure out how to raise your kid on that, then we need to get him out of the house.
Oh, and that's really $38,000 a year.
Yeah, $38,000 a year, almost 40, yeah, 40 grand. Like,
yeah, that's crazy to me. That's crazy as fuck. I don't know, as long as you're not paper chasing. And my thing is, do you have the child...
Are you working? Are you working?
When do
I see my kid? I'm buying clothes for that little.
That's what I say. If the baby's gonna go to Future's house, ain't it? It's his daughter. Like, she's still gonna get to live this extravagant lifestyle that you say that you want for her so much because she's Future's daughter. Like, never gonna happen unless he's talking about abandoning the child,
right?
And just trying to pay you off to shut you the fuck up. That's different. If he's trying to pay for you to get the fuck away from him with him and the baby,
I mean, go ahead and take the picture. At child 11, it's sort of like, look, here's my baby for you.
No.
Go away.
No,
I will send a picture every Christmas.
Right. I'll pick my daughter up every 2 weeks. Comes and sees her, picks her up, push her back up. See you in 2 weeks, kid.
Nah, I zoom ones after that. Like, what up, dog?
What's good, my nigga? What you dealing with?
Go through his notes. You are... Takora?
Takora.
Yeah, yeah.
The Rolodex is we got me, though. Like, which one are you? Yeah, which one are you?
You look like your auntie, man. You look like your auntie.
I mean, shit. Parents who, like, my grandma got her kids mixed up and she got 5. Imagine having 12 trying to call the right name and discipline.
Nigga. I really don't even know how
my mom
how
has
many
six.
Kids I think you got.
My mom at 6 and stay calling niggas the wrong name.
My mom only got 2 and she be calling motherfuckers the wrong name.
And you got a brother,
right? Your mom just don't be giving a fuck.
They just be saying whatever. Whatever coming, mom.
Yeah, but my mom usually always call you like her sisters or some shit.
But even that whole, like,
that's actually funny.
Keep the whole life, the same lifestyle, like, it's, that's, I don't know, family court be weird because they say the same thing when a woman gets divorced, like, oh, well, you gotta do upkeep on her. So she can live the similar life she got used to. Top 10, you know, life changes.
That's like Dr. Dre's wife, ex-wife. She's requesting $2 million a month.
Whose wife?
Dr. Dre.
$2
million? $2 million a month.
You better go work a job. You better go apply for Amazon.
That's the type of money that gets people whacked. Like, Like, yo, like, what?
You asking for shit before this be your last request?
Like, yeah, how much you want?
But to, I mean, the only thing I was thinking, okay, well, I don't know what her expenses are.
Who?
Dr. Dre's wife.
Fuck her expenses.
Because, hold on, because if she has a house, if maybe he's giving her a house, I'm pretty sure they probably have multiple homes.
It's that nigga's house.
But when, if he gives her a house, right, he's giving it to her. If she's never had a job or she doesn't work or she doesn't do anything, how the fuck she gonna go from zero to, two, you know what I'm saying, the amount that it takes?
I know. Can I answer?
Get your money up, not your funny
no,
up.
No, I can answer this.
How do you answer?
Sell the mansion, move to a condo you can afford.
Away. And apply for a damn job.
Not even if she don't want to work.
Sell waist trainers.
No.
Flat tummy tea. Like, get I'm in sure your
she
bag.
Can probably, whatever house she got going to sell, she can probably get a cool meal, $2 million off. Sell it. Get to a condo. Pay that off for a long time. And I'm sure she has some random business he owns that she also has her name on. Yeah. Shut the fuck up.
I'm sure, like, she got her name in some
You
weeks.
Didn't make the Chronic. You didn't make Compton. Go away.
You didn't get bullied by Suge Knight. You didn't fall out with Ice Cube.
Yeah. You didn't kind of discover Kendrick.
Right. You didn't discover Anderson .Paak.
I'm all for, you know, the whole you wasn't with me shooting your gym shit. But the only reason why I'll give her that is because she was actually his wife and she probably has assets that equate to that much money. You know what I'm saying? So until they get that shit worked out,
I can get understand. What you're saying, but when you spend 30 years being a housewife with no skills, sometimes life hits you fast.
Yeah, this is the reason why women are yelling for independence and shit like that, because of situations like this.
You look stupid.
Yeah, you look yourself. Crazy as hell.
Plus, it's just crazy because, like, just in general, let's say, like, something went way wrong with Beats and his masters and all that, and he just went flat broke.
They would be flat broke together.
Would they? Or would she be cheating with the pool boy? And she's an emotionless
sister. The pool boy made a whole lot of money over the years.
He even saved all the bread that he got. Helped her hide some shit.
Pool boy pushing the bins.
That'd be some sick ass shit. Like, nigga, how much are we paying you right now? I'd really start to question some shit. Like, how much are we paying you, bro? Like,
what's going the fuck on? How many pools do you do
make
today?
Six figures. Just yours.
Just yours.
Ooh, remember I signed that exclusive contract.
You didn't even know, did you?
No conflict of interest and shit. That's what they're giving me a bonus.
You said it was cool, bro. You was going and she was here.
That's just hella wild. I don't know. People.
That gotta be weird. I have the dynamic too, though, for that type of rich. Where they, you know, they out fucking, but you also fucking, like, fucking, but on a word. I'd be offended by that shit.
It's disrespectful, son.
Because I know they can't fuck on people because men have egos.
Nah, so but not that. It's just like
with an ego, because then he's gonna rub it in your face.
But at the same time, though, like, if I'm cheating with, I didn't want you to at least cheat up. We both can't be cheating down. Like, I'm fucking my secretary and you fucking the milkman. Like, no.
Just imagine that shit. Why is this nigga stretched still here?
Like, baby, I think we got enough milk in the fridge. Why is this nigga still here? Like,
hit you with the, I'm lactose intolerant.
Like, nah, I understand why they do it, because the pool guy or the milkman is just going to be excited to be fucking the nigga's girlfriend.
Just
or
happy
wife
to be there. He's just happy to be there.
That has millions of dollars. He feels good enough, even though he only gets fucking leaves out the pool or drops off milk. He feels good enough.
Like, I'm dropping
that he's
in oh, yeah, that's
for this and his wife. You feel me? So I get that.
That's definitely got to be the story that comes out of homies. What you so happy about? Nigga, guess who I hit? Ooh. Dre's wife.
Bullshit, bro.
Nobody's going to believe you.
Bullshit, bro. Them didn't.
Nah, because you got to build up trust with your homies, like, because they're going to know you've been doing pools out that way forever. Like,
yeah.
Pools out that way.
Forever.
Like, bro, I told that's why you think I've been in the pool game so long, bro?
For moments like this.
Nigga, you ain't hip.
I was trying to put you on, bro.
Niggas wasn't trying to hear me, though. Niggas wasn't trying to hear me, though.
I was trying to put you on.
That is funny as hell.
I know it.
That's funny
as
shit.
These rich niggas' wives be lonely as fuck, cuz. I swear.
And she be tipping me, bro. She give me a blank check.
So, I mean, that's really what marriage be a fucking business. Like, Y'all both out of love, but you gotta stay together.
That's the whole.
Not for the sake of the kids, for the sake of that check, dog.
All right.
Man, that's some sick shit.
But I mean, shit, I guess if you don't get cheated on, might as well do it on the big scale, nigga.
Get cheated on in the rich way.
Hey. Facebook be doing some, like, hella crazy shit. But, man, I mean, I feel like it's been an eventful week. But I've literally been tapped out of everything because I'm so hella busy.
Like, I'm online, but I'm not in tune with what, like, the extra fuckeries that's going on.
Only other thing is, topic is music, like, Lil Durk and 6ix9ine.
Daniel and... What's Durk's real name?
I don't know. I should find out since I like
Durkio.
Right? Durkio? That's some Chicago shit, for sure.
No, shout out to... Damn, his name is Durk. His name is Durk Banks.
Is it in Durk in quotes?
No, it's Durk Derek Banks.
Isn't he like a junior or some shit like that? No, it's G Herbert, that's a junior.
That's wild. Okay. His full name is Durk Banks.
That's wild.
That's all right then.
That's a hard name though.
It is.
If he dropped a little, he should definitely just go to Durk Banks. Because you know niggas like talking about all the money they got.
It's just... He probably trying to leave with that first.
Durk Banks. That could be a singer.
Yeah, this nigga got hella kids too, though.
Yep, he got white kids and black kids.
I know. I did see that.
Don't one of them look like Bibby? Or...
This nigga got six kids.
Yeah.
But Durk Code, I understand why he got six kids. He can get seven.
Niggers.
I don't understand the future thing, but Durk. I get the Durk thing, you feel me?
You wild.
I'm wild as fuck.
But yeah, nah, he definitely is not looking swell in this.
Man, and I...
Daniel's living rent-free in this man's head.
In all these niggas' heads, bro.
Everybody's head. I hate talking about 6ix9ine.
I'm not even going to put it in the description.
Yeah, I'm going to say, only because I know this is the kind of shit that he lives for. Like, he does shit on purpose to piss people off. And academics just rots his dick all day. And I just fucking hate them too, as a together, as a combination.
As a unit.
Yeah, as a unit. Fuck the both of them bitch-ass niggas, okay? Fuck the both of them. But...
I love to see it because it's hilarious. God. Niggas just let it happen.
Yeah.
Like first of all, I don't like academics is like Charlemagne, old Charlemagne. It's like, bro, why are you clearly know what he's going for. Why do you let him get to him? And like 6ix9ine is like, at this point, when do you get that you can't win with him?
Yeah.
You've never been able to win with him.
He's literally a kid.
Like,
I just feel like he's not as hard as he be pretending that he is. And
who?
6ix9ine.
We know that. Like, we all know that, which is why, from my standpoint, it's so fucking.
Because he'll post and niggas respond, they're not coming to my blog and do that. Fam, just shut up. Like, just let it be.
It's that hood nigga ego. Like, bro, like, this nigga's a rat. This nigga was never tough. Why are you giving him so much attention?
Nigga's ego.
Yo, all so that happens fragile. Is they get embarrassed. Like,
niggas' egos be so damn fragile for no reason, son.
And it's hilarious. Derek started it.
Yeah.
He started it, and then 6ix9ine is finishing it through the trolleys and troll ways.
But like, then he really started. I mean, he said something on that Dre Gregor.
He said something before that. He said something on the record, and then
6ix9ine. But everybody says things, so.
But he's going after everybody that said anything. So, and nobody has come out of beefing with him looking better, has they?
Everybody looks foolish. Mm-hmm.
I'll say, like, think about it, like, you started for no reason, now you're disrespecting your dead cousin, now he's beating you in rap-selling challenges as you back off and lie, like, his PR offered to give you $3
million. That could be real, because I feel like his PR team knows that this is the reason. Nobody will do a song with 6ix9ine besides Nicki Minaj.
I can't believe that for a second, because... One, Durk is bubbling up, but $3 million is way more than you pay to get in a troll competition with somebody you're way bigger than. Like, he was going to get his attention whether he was arguing with Dirk or not.
I think it's just like the Chicago beef connection chain thing.
And you know how academics has an infatuation with Chicago, Chirac. It's all connected.
Yeah, that's the only... And Dirk is bubbling up. He's the hottest person from Chicago right now. You know what I'm saying? On that...
In that level, in that, yeah. In that avenue.
But for him, though, all he has to do is just exist and breathe in some hood nigga, hood rapper from somewhere. Like Thug. He has nothing going on with Thug, but Thug was like, yeah, this is some rap without rats. Like,
and he was like, your voice is a rat. Right?
He's in, what was he, Crime Stoppers?
Yeah.
Gunther.
So it's just like, yo, like, just, if these niggas would just leave it alone, like, yo, rats exist, you know that.
But it's never that easy for niggas. It's really living a time where niggas just have to react, have to respond to shit that ain't got shit.
Because
to
shit nothing. Is so public, so people, it's just like, if somebody was to come, if you out with your peoples, and, or if you out in the club and then you come up, and smack the fucking drink out your hand. You gonna let that nigga smack the fucking drink out your hand? It's no, you gonna get crazy as fuck. But I'm just saying, it's the same way, except it's online. Cause you, the only reason why you gonna react to a nigga slapping the drink out your hand is because everybody just see that fucking drink get slapped out your hand. So now it's like, what the fuck are you gonna do? You feel like the pressure's on you.
Yeah.
So that's what the fuck people do in the comments. You know what I'm saying? 6ix9ine comments on shit. Or he goes to people's hoods in the middle of the night when everybody fucking sleep.
But,
you know what I'm saying? Records a
but
video.
But to be fair to him, they started. He just way better at this internet shit. That's the problem.
He just got security. He
Tough Timmy.
He not.
Why shouldn't he have security?
I wonder how much his security's getting paid.
Yeah, right? How?
Because he told niggas he ain't need security and then... No, he got security.
That nigga don't got just regular security. He got like...
But he said it before. Like, yo, you think I'm dumb? He just knows how to play that. He's playing a game that they can't play. They can play some street shit well. But this is internet troll shit and they just not built for it. Like,
I think that motherfucking is just waiting for that shit to die down.
Nah.
Yes.
I'm telling you, they pussy. If they was going to kill this nigga, they would have did it.
I feel like it'll die down once niggas just stop paying him mind.
Yeah, once they stop paying him mind. And then... And then it's gonna be a sad fucking. It's gonna be a sad day in hell for that nigga because motherfuckers is gonna be. That's all he got. That's all 6ix9ine.
Oh, he definitely gonna die, y'all. Because eventually his fan base is gonna grow up.
Yeah,
and get tired of it.
His best thing that can happen for him is like, after a while he chills out, his fan base grows up, and he can like be in the shadows with hilarious like little B.
But
like, he's gonna have to be that type of kid.
But he's not lovable like
that. Yeah, I'm about to say, who the fuck.
But see, that's the thing, though. People, you gotta remember, everybody doesn't fuck with Lil B. A lot of folk hate that shit and are annoyed by it, and, or especially the pure rap fans.
Yeah,
so 6ix9ine always gonna have his haters.
The backpack niggas.
But he's gonna have those, like, folk that are like, ah, he's hilarious. He said his homie died. Like,
yo, that shit was hella disrespectful. And he said he smoked that nigga. Like in a blunt type shit.
Well, he had a point, but he didn't. Because, like, yo, like, also, like, y'all kill somebody, and then you'll say you're smoking them, but it's only disrespectful when it's at your family. But then it's like, yeah, you got a point, but they was actually in beef.
Yeah,
so
they
that's,
had war.
So it's still disrespectful, but at least it makes more
sense as to why the disrespect was being made.
Which appeals straight to his fan base. Is like, they're not looking at the nuance of, like, yes, yeah, it's still fucked up regardless. But being the fucked upness makes sense. It's just like, yeah, dang, right. If you can say you smoking on packs, why can't he smoke on packs?
Like,
that's some sick ass shit, man.
No.
This whole industry shit is really wild when you think about it.
And I think it's gonna get 6ix9ine fucked up.
I just
think motherfuckers is waiting for something else. Cause right now the only thing I really think that's saving that nigga is COVID. Like,
yeah,
the fact
I can
that
agree,
everybody's
yeah.
in the house, can't nobody really be outside. We can't be in crowds. We can't have shows. So all the places that somebody would catch you slipping at are wide open.
Okay, so my counterpoint
saying?
To that was it would be, what about before he done the same bullshit he was doing before he went in? The only people who have any real right to want him dead for being a rat is niggas he ratted on.
The niggas in the gang?
Nobody
yeah.
Said. He ratted on
Treyway.
So, I mean, so Treyway niggas. Other than them, everybody else is just mad at his existence like they was mad at his existence before. So it's like, logically, it doesn't even make sense to try to kill him. But if you're going to kill him, kill him. This is what I said when we did the back on the bus, back of the bus thing. Like,
if you're going to kill him, kill him. Like, which is a wild statement. But I understand your frustration.
Like, bro, like, this has been a, like, I just don't see anything happen to him. I take that back. I see something happening to him, but I feel like it's going to be like that Troy ass thing, that Pac thing, or just an in general thing where he gets shot, survives, and oh my God, is that going to be way worse for niggas?
Nah.
Because niggas
not 50. He not 50. He not Pac. He not any of them niggas. I feel like if he gets shot, he's dying.
That's the hate in your heart talking.
But, if he gets shot, he's dying.
But you got to think of how much aim niggas don't have, how many big bodies he's going to have like around. What's going to happen is they're going to get his bodyguard real good. He's going to get grazed. And
that's going to ignite people's fury. People going to be fucking
pissed. Yo, I'm your bodyguard and I get shot in the arm. Oh,
you
got
to take that, dog. And he is going to run to the moon with that shit.
Yo, and I hope that
somebody pops
you.
You niggas ain't got no aim.
I'm telling you.
He going to play the victim, bro. He going to make himself like, niggas want me dead.
He going to
mag himself.
Yo, goddamn. Hey.
Damn.
That's my sirs. Fuck that. What's I want to say? Oh, have y'all checked out Detroit 2? Hey,
yes.
Hey, shout out to Big Sean for Fire Ass album. I like it. I played it twice so far.
Twice?
Yes.
It's too long to listen to twice.
What?
I'll say.
That's too many tracks. What, 24?
It was 21, wasn't it?
All right. So I fuck with the majority of it. Like, it was cool hearing him get into his content bag. Like, but the songs I didn't like, I really, really didn't like.
I feel like he was being petty by having that one song with all the Detroit rappers.
That song was ass.
I thought it was good. The only thing I didn't fuck with, I hated Sada Baby's verse. I feel I liked M's verse.
I hated every verse on there.
Are you serious?
I feel like
I like Cash Doll and Payroll.
Like, it's one of those things where
he cool.
I know this is not how music always works, but for something like that, it just didn't feel genuine.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like it was petty. You know how rappers are from a certain area, and they can say, "Man, such and such ain't did a song with me. Such and such wants to work with such and such."
So he put every Detroit rapper on one song?
Hell, nigga. Nipsey said it on the song with Big Sean. I want to work with all them Detroit niggas.
Like, I'm not even coming from that angle, but I get what you're saying there. Like, they probably should have been spread out. Like, but just in
across
general,
projects.
Like, for this, the idea for it to be the Friday night freestyle, I have no verifiable evidence, but there's no way you will ever convince me they all were in the studio together.
Nah, they probably was not.
I
just know it wasn't there.
Like, you can't even convince me, like, Royce and Big Sean himself was there.
Yeah,
he
definitely weren't.
He got to fuck Gene Aiko. Like, he ain't got time to be in there with fucking, like,
Cash
42 Doug. Like,
Cash Doe wasn't chilling with them niggas.
Yeah.
But Cash Doe and Big Sean have done, like, 4 or 5 songs together.
They cool.
So
but that's what it felt like to me. It didn't feel like
it wasn't genuine.
That wasn't no new shit. Now I feel like Sada shouldn't have been on there, but I understood why he was. I guess because the whole Detroit thing. But
Scuba Steve.
That shit sucked. I was like, wow.
I think all of it sucked.
42 Doug was on there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't even know who the fuck that was, but I know he was on the song because I.
It's in the track.
I listened to the album. Yeah.
Lima got the poster up.
I hate it. Fucking Erykah Badu's piece on there.
Her soliloquy.
That's
fucking hate Erykah Badu. I fucking hate it.
You know why this nigga does.
I hate everything she stands for.
You hate the whole tip. Is that what it is?
I hate her and Lauryn Hill as mythical figures.
Really?
Yeah, I hate them. They are great artists. And she got ass for days, Badu, but ooh, I can't stand them. Like they're the.
Is it the chakras? Is that what it is?
The chakras.
The
chakras.
And the stones and shit.
Woke whores with bad morals, I'm not into. Like,
woke whores with bad morals.
You're just like all the other sluts. Like,
Badu
just,
is really like, she's a niche. Is that what it is? A niche?
Niche.
Yeah.
Niche. Yeah.
No, so like you have to have like she's an acquired taste. That's what I'm looking for.
Well, I've never listened to because, like I said before, I don't really listen to female music. But it's just every time I hear sexist, so
sexist, bro. You just gonna talk about niggas killing shit? What the fuck?
I'm totally fine with that.
He only watches whores.
You're toxic. You only follow real porno whores.
Right?
Not Aspire is.
He doesn't listen to female music. And I'm a female artist. Hella offended.
I'm listening to your rap.
Okay, thank you.
I told you that. And I told you what songs I like doing.
That's true.
But it's just not my thing. Like, I don't want to hear about you singing about getting your heart broke. I don't care.
Ouch.
Okay. Not about a nigga singing about his heart broke. Right? You didn't hear that?
Yeah, because I can relate. I've had my heart broken, but I've never had a nigga named Tyrone do me dirty.
He's had it.
Tyrone's never done anything to
me. Tyra's done him dirty, though.
He's had a female crush the cold that's in his heart.
Oh, no, my heart always been the same. I'm a genuine person. I'm just saying shit.
Okay.
But no, I didn't. You know what? I will give props to
what
Dom Kennedy was not the worst part of the song he was on.
You know, I'm trying to remember what song was that nigga on.
That
was
the last one.
Okay, so I haven't finished. I haven't finished.
I did not fuck with that song just because it's like
I don't like Dom Kennedy, and I like that song.
But I didn't like it because it felt like a conclusion paragraph to an essay. Like I get what he was going for, but it's like. You gave me all those points throughout this album, bro. You killed it. You didn't really need to readdress it.
Oh, no. Because of,
like...
Me either.
Like...
Address all the key
points. Especially not in a speech. Like, not that you told me about you got to stay confident. If people tell you can't do it, fuck them. Just do it. Do your thing. Stay humble. Stay healthy. I did not need you to do a poem about it.
From what I pull from this, Big Sean's dad's a pretty cool dude, eh?
Yeah. I don't know who Big Sean's Chappelle. Dad is, but... Yeah, I tried to Google it. I couldn't figure it out.
Just a regular nigga from Detroit with a weird mustache.
Oh, okay.
He's not, like, famous, but I guess he's just a respected nigga.
And he puts Adderall in his weed?
No, that's Danny Brown. Danny Brown did that to him.
Okay.
But Big Sean's dad gave David some words of encouragement after tanking.
Okay, because that's what I was skipping over the little soliloquies.
Oh, my nigga, you was skipping early.
No, after the first time I listened to the album. So
those are some of the best parts. That's what makes it Detroit. Because it's like people from Detroit, bigging up Detroit, or outside, like, here's why I love Detroit.
No, it was
Common in the Wings. Like, man. And I'd be in the strip club, man. They had these bomb-ass wings.
No. I fucked with it the first time to get the essence of the album. You feel me? The second time I listened to it, I didn't want to hear that. So I had skipped over it. So I didn't really differentiate the two because when I was driving and listening to it and I heard that, I was like, Danny Brown's that nigga's dad? And I was like...
Were you high? What's good with you, my nigga?
And I was like, how
old is Danny Brown?
I was like, yo, Danny Brown's like 27. I had to look it up.
That
like,
nigga Danny Brown is like 42.
Is it? It's too many Danny Browns. And then... I was like, well, who the fuck is Big Sean's dad? What the fuck he got to do with any of this? But I'm not repeating it. I'm not playing it back.
Hell no.
So I'm glad y'all broke that up for me.
We never addressed Nas's album last time we was here.
It was so good.
That was good.
That has some replay value.
Yes. Shout out to fucking Nas for literally being, like, consistent. He puts quality over quantity. And that's appreciated. Y'all don't agree because I see the faces. But I feel like even that tape he did, when good music dropped, all that shit, that little EP thing.
That bullshit?
I liked it.
The Nas self-titled album?
Yes, I liked it.
Get out.
Y'all
all right, you know what it is?
I liked it.
Your lyrics above all. I feel like that's what it is.
Maybe.
Because he can always rap his ass off. I won't take that from him ever, but yeah.
This album was nice.
What?
This is what we're going to shout out. Hit Boy. He's having a great 2020.
Oh, shit. I'm not.
He produced the Nas album. He produced the Big Sean album.
Ain't that really? Young shit, that's all enough.
That's Hit Maker.
Yeah. Hit Maker.
Yeah. I don't know who Hit Boy is. I'm sorry. I've heard the name. I've definitely heard it, but I did not know he produced both albums.
No respect for producers. You don't really even do anything important.
You just banging the machine, bro. I could do that. hate motherfuckers that shake shit like that.
Nah, right. I ain't mean it like that. It's just that I'm not familiar.
I'm only shouting out the mic guy. Like, shout out,
Johns. Yeah, boy. On the beginning of them tracks.
I mean,
Lee Mane paying attention to details.
And SZA just dropped a new song today.
She got Brandy mouth.
Hit different.
Nigga says SZA.
Nigga says, she got some long ass Brit lips. I don't like her lips.
Nigga said SZA is singing in cursive.
Singing in cursive. I love SZA. She got thick lips. She has nice lips. No homo.
Yeah, she a little cutie.
Did you kiss her? I can't say that.
In the mouth?
Yes, because I just said no homo. I will kiss her in the mouth. So we don't get banned. Reem knows I always have gay moments by accident anyway.
So. Yeah, I've heard.
Quote, unquote.
By accident, they're never on purpose. They are never on purpose. It's just I accidentally get it.
You fall a lot and you be gay on accident.
I'm clumsy and gay by accident.
You clumsy and gay. How you gay by accident, my nigga?
Some shit is that just is be like
sick.
It's like, you know, I'm not good at reading between the lines, but if, you know, that was a category of gay, I would be in between the lines.
Accidental.
Like I'm the gray area gay, like not the rainbow, but like the pole or something.
You're the JK.
The pole that holds up the flag.
So you're a supporter.
I'm right there. I'm somewhere in there. I'm not really gay for anybody who's really listening to this. I just have accidental gay moments.
That is the real
Lima.
This sounds gay the more
if you have full lips, she might kiss you in the mouth.
But I've never actually kissed a female in the mouth. It's just
why
funny.
The fuck is the ice cream truck out this way?
Why is it out this way?
They selling drugs.
Yo, that would be cool as fuck. We should do that.
Is that not what Big Worm was doing?
Yeah. Right.
Trapping out the ice cream truck.
Was he selling out the ice cream truck, or was he trying to catch Smokey off guard?
Because he wasn't selling them little nigga shit.
He used to rob little kids, bro. That's hilarious.
That's a sick nigga, man.
Yo, my best friend just sent me this picture of this nigga who I guess went to school with this, but I swore this was Will Ferrell.
Let me see.
Like, the fuck?
Hell no. That's in the yearbook?
I don't even know.
How did you like the deck song?
Which one?
The Voice.
Drake?
Dirk. That he released today to go to war with 6ix9ine.
There's a diss track?
No. He said he was going to drop an album, and it slowly became just a song.
I'll be honest with you. No idea.
I had no idea either. And I feel like,
it was good, but just the line you might want to think about. He said he was Chicago Jay-Z.
Ah.
In what context?
Right.
Jay-Z in the 80s.
Disrespect and things like that.
He gets,
what has he done? Does he have a brand of
Mean, Kanye don't get no respect. Common's not that kind of nigga.
Niggas are annoyed with Chance.
Because he's too holy. No one got no time for all that shit.
He just seems annoying.
Yeah, he does seem annoying. He said like he's annoying to his family too, like.
Like his daughter hates him.
Like his brother shit, or like, you know, or yeah, like his brother hates him. Like their parents always be like, why don't you more like Chancellor?
Chancellor, that sounds like an annoying nigga.
Right, his bi brother who has two kids. Hey, what you put that beat for?
His bi brother has two kids?
Yes.
And he
got sons, I think. I think he got two sons. Chance can't put a... Never mind. I'm just playing. But, yes.
Oh.
It's my brother who's married with two kids.
That's a strong woman.
Also fucks a man on the side, openly. Like,
wow.
Like, how can you be in a heterosexual marriage with children and you're like, I'm gay as fuck?
I mean... It's not hard to understand. It's just new.
That it's so open.
My thing is, it's like she never has anything to say. It's like, okay, even if you do fuck men in your spare time, right? That's fine. Do it when you're single. Why are you right here?
I guess it's literally the same thing as like
preventing me from fucking niggas so you can fuck niggas. That's
That's not fair. It's the same thing as like when
that is.
It'd be like
sick.
If you married and your husband lets you fuck bitches. It's the same thing. It's just nobody accepts bisexual men because it's just hilarious.
No. People accept bisexual men. Or maybe.
They don't. It sounds good to say that for the podcast, but they don't.
Let's be honest.
Maybe I'm giving her too much credit. Maybe she's not a damsel in distress. Maybe they fuck niggas together.
So.
That's an option.
They fight over the
next subject. Next, though, we're going to wrap this up.
That just made me cringe.
I'm uncomfortable.
That was an awful visual. So, on that note, guys. All right.
Closing remarks.
Yes.
Blessings for the church.
We all need church, including Marte, the non-believer.
That's why I couldn't stand a couple of them songs.
I know. That's what I was going to say, too. I was like, he hate that because all the God references.
Harder than my demons?
Yes.
Like, this is terrible, dog.
Marte's like, let the demons in. Who gives a fuck?
Let them in, bro.
I'm like, bro, like, either you fight or stop praying, bro. Like,
yo, this nigga Marte's eyes start rolling back. Stop talking about it. Don't be delivered.
It took 30 seconds for me to skip that track. It's like, oh, I see where this is going. Out.
I'm out. Yo, he's such a wild nigga, dog.
Now, if I'm gonna be preached at and taught about holy shit, it's definitely not coming from Big Sean. Like,
oh man!
Wow. Okay. So this has been another episode of the Overly Opinionated Podcast. Be sure to follow us on Instagram at the Oop Crew. All right, that's OOP Crew. Email us topics if you want us to talk about shit, or if you want us to come on the show. Or if
you have a business to pub, I said that earlier on the timeline. When you listen to this, I would already have said it. But yeah, send your businesses on. You want to be pubbed?
Yes, we will talk to you. The email is theoopcrew@gmail.com.
Yep.
All right. Does anybody else have any closing remarks? Drink your water, oil your skin,
grease your kneecaps and knuckles. Yo,
tune into your spouse.
Yeah, don't cheat.
With nobody.
With
either side of the street. Okay?
If you cheat on your spouse, get permission first.
Yes, then it's not cheating. Then it's open. We should find... Okay, so if anybody's listening to this and you guys are swingers or polygamists or polyandry or in the polyandry thing, because polyandry is when the woman has multiple men, right? Polygamy.
Yeah,
has the upper hand.
Yes. I am so intrigued by you people. That's racist, isn't it? Okay, I'm wrapping this up.
Racist.
Okay.
It's ignorant.
I was about to say, it's not racist. It's okay. Word for it.
All right, well, I'm intrigued by your lifestyle. That's better.
Who's the alpha? Who gets more of the ass?
Who gets the bigger piece of chicken?
Maybe they don't get the ass or the chicken.
They fucking. Ain't no way I'm going to be the...
Hey, yo, y'all be blessed. Have a good week. Amen.
Yeah.
Imagine having a brother-in-law and you ain't fucking. That's dope.